Do very quickly. And the pasuk according to Rashi is to be broken up into three parts. Part number one is Lo siya achare rabim l'rois. Do not follow the majority for evil, for ra. That's part number one. Then we're going to skip to part number three. Achare, the last three words, achare rabim l'hatois. You shall tilt the din after the majority. Okay, so we go part A, part C, and we skip part B. And now we come back to part B. Do not be sane al riv lintois, which according to Rashi is a completely different statement buried in the middle of the pasuk, which means do not argue with the rav. The word riv is spelled riv, which simply means a quarrel. But Rashi learns, Al tikre riv el raf. Do not argue with the chief justice. Okay, now let's see over here the whole Rashi in Tzarni. Lo si achre ram l'rois. Yesh Rashi, off the bat, how often do you have a Rashi like this that acknowledges that this pasuk is extremely difficult to decipher? Rashi doesn't usually give you a hakdama like this. Rashi just tells you what the pasuk means, whether it's hard or easy. This pasuk is unique in the Torah. How many psukim do you have like this in the whole Torah where Rashi gives you a hakdama that this pasuk is very difficult to understand? Even when you look at all the Mamari Chazal, you can have a very hard time making sense of what it says over here. And yesh b'mikra hazeh midrashay chachmei Yisrael aval ein loshna mikra miyushev bochen al oifnav. There are many different interpretations, but none of the interpretations fit well into the words. Okay, mikan darshu, that's the hakdama. Now he tells you the pshat pasuk. Mikan, from this pasuk we darshin, shein matin l'choiva b'hachros dayin echad. If there's a court case related to dinei nefashos, as Rashi will say in a moment, a person is on trial, and the question is he deserving of death? And we have a court of 23 judges, and they come to a decision of 12 versus 11. 12 judges say death, and 11 say life. What is the law? Majority. It says in the Torah, Achre Rabim Lahatois, follow the majority. This pasuk has a condition. And it tells you, even though generally we have a rule of Achre Rabim Lahatois, we follow the majority. We follow the majority, but it has to be the majority of at least two in order to execute a person. She'ein mad mikan darshu dar she'ein matin l'choiva b'hachros dayin echot. Need at least two judges. So therefore, now there's no. If you have 23 judges, you have to have at least two. So really, what you're gonna have is sort of funny. You're gonna have to have three, because the only way, because once if you have two, there's no such thing as two more, because there's an odd number. There is an odd number of judges. So automatically, you're gonna have to have three judges that say, 13 judges who decide death and 10 who decide life. V'soif hamikra darshu. Then we skip to the end of the pasuk, part three. Achare rabim lahatois shem yesh shnayim mechayvim yoiser ala mezakin. Then hatei hadin al piyam l'choiva. The end of the pasuk just basically repeats itself. There is don't follow a majority of one, but follow a majority of two. That's what it says. That's the end of the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk says lo si achare rabim l'ros. Don't follow the rabim to convict the person on death, but achare rabim lahatois, but you can tilt the judgment, where the hadis means to turn the judgment if there is a rab. Contradiction. Not a contradiction. Don't follow one, the beginning of the pasuk is referring to a majority of one. Don't follow a majority of one to execute a person, but instead you have to have a majority of two but you need a majority of two to kill the person. That's the end of the pasuk. Through the two extra judges, for punishment, and this only applies to a judgment of death and life. If it's a judgment of money, or let's say you have a shayla on East 27th Street, if the heir is kosher or not, and they send down the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the 23 judges, to come to East 27th Street and Avenue I and the dead end to analyze the complex Erev that was made by Mayor Appeldorf using garbage cans and cones and utility poles and wires and lechis and all the lumnish of things you've never heard before in your life. And you send down the Sanhedrin Agadol, give a psak halacha. Mayor, you listening? To give a psak halacha, then you can follow a majority of even one person. I don't know if he heard me. Maybe he went away. Maybe he went somewhere, Mayor. I don't know. He turns on the phone. He goes somewhere. I don't know what happened to him. So Shnayim Chaim Yosef Al Mzakin Hatei Adin Al Piim Luchayva Uvedinei Nefesh.
I went outside to be in the Kabbal of the Sanhedrin, but I didn't know they worked at night.
Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Melech Olam Shachol Miyeh B'Dvaray.
Amen. Do they work at night?
They have lasers. They need only by night, because at night they can use lasers to see if the string is right on top of the garbage can.
Yeah.
Go get a laser pen to go see. I take a laser. Take a leveler.
How thin can a lechi be at Suras HaPesach?
I told you that already. There's no shear. It has to be able to support a door. So what is the support? How heavy is the door? So what is the cheapest material you can buy today?
A straw door?
Plastic. You buy thin plastic. It has to be able to physically...
That's what I'm going to do. Thank you.
Very thin. Yoyser ala mezakin hatei hadin al piyam. Look at the book, Jachter. It has everything there. Everything there is in that book. Hatei hadin al piyam l'choyva. V'dinei nefoshos hakos medaber. Next. Now, what about the emtsa mikra? Darshu v'loy san al rav. The rov. Don't disagree with Rav Soloveitchik. The Rav. Don't disagree with the chief rabbi. Leisan al Riv al Rav. She'ein cholkim al mufla. You're not allowed to disagree with the mufla shebebezin, with the most exalted of the bezin. Lefichach, therefore, maschilim. Therefore, we begin bedinei nefashos menatzad. Therefore, now the problem is, if you have a court of 23 judges and the chief justice issues a decision, chayiv misa, or the chief justice says he's innocent, no one's allowed to argue. So why do you even need to have 23 judges? What's the purpose of having 23 judges when no one can argue on the chief justice? The answer is, they only can argue on the chief justice after he gives his decision. Therefore, in order that we should be able to use all 23 judges, the first one that gives a decision is the youngest judges, or the middle, whatever the judges are, where they're not bound to listen to them. Then the very last one, he's the mufla, he's the sin, he's the one who gives his decision at the very, very end. Now that Rashi has told us the pasuk, Rashi has taken a very sharp knife and sliced this pasuk into three parts and told us part A and part C are really being read together. And then in the middle is in a completely different halacha. He now reviews the pasuk in detail. And here is now, after our interpretation, we read the pasuk. Leisia al achrei rabim l'ro'is l'chayiv misa b'shvil dayun echod sheyirbu mechayvin al hamezakin. If we have 12 judges that decide the person is guilty, and 11 who decide that he's innocent, there's only a majority of one, the person is not put to death. Then, in the middle of the pasuk, v'leisana al riv, do not respond to the riv. Who's the riv? The rav. Lintois midvarov. When the chief justice says something, you're not allowed to deviate from what he says. Ulefi shuhu chosar yod darshu bokein. How can you take the word riv and make the word riv into rav? The answer is because there's no yod. If it really meant riv, it should say riv with the yod. That's the way it's pronounced. Why is there no yod? To interpret the pasuk rav. And then comes part three of the pasuk. Achre ram lahatas. V'yesh rabim. There is a time when you can execute a person with a majority. And that is if there is a majority of at least two. V'yesh rabim sha'ata noita achareihem ve'emos saibiz man shehen r'shnayim. When there are two, hamachri'in b'mechayvim, which are machri'in b'mechayvim, yoisem in hamizakin. Two more guilty than innocent. Mimash mashnemar lo si achare rabim l'ro'ois. And since the beginning of the pasuk says l'ro'ois, sh'me'ani avol hoyi mohem l'toiva, adding another element on the point. But let's say we have a court case, and the question is life or death, and we have 12 dayanim that say chayim, And 11 dayanim, that same misa. So here the majority is only one, but the majority is to live. Yes, he lives. We make it, we live. You only need a majority of one to live, but the majority to die, you need two. Mikan amrudine nefajos matin al pi echon on one lizkois, v'al pi shnayim l'chayva. Okay, that is the conclusion of Rashi's interpretation. A very elaborate interpretation. Rashi over here is not concerned that he's slicing and dicing the pasuk. He's not concerned that the middle of the pasuk makes really no sense. Lo san al riv, and he ties lo san al riv to mean loy. He ties the middle of the pasuk to mean lo san al rav. Period. The ungulis tier game. Ungulis translates loy tis mana mila alfa. Okay, ungulis interprets this to mean loy tis mana me mila, do not hold back. So loisane, he translates do not hold back. How do you get that? Sana means to answer. So what in velo, do not, he's adding a word to the pasuk, do not hold back from responding to a person who asks you a halachic question. Lo tismana mila alfa, to teach ma dibe inoch al dina, a question that a person asks you. So the words lintois means do not turn away on loy lintois. I guess what it means is as follows. This is pretty sophisticated. There are four words, and you have to rearrange the four words. Loy lintois regarding ta'ane al riv. That's what it seems that the unkelis is saying. Do not take the first word of this phrase and take the last word. Do not turn away from responding to a halachic dilemma. Is that what it means? Nachamol, unkelis tirgim, lo tismana mila alfa. Do not hold back from teaching. Ma dibi inoch al dino, a question that is presented to you. The law shine who every lifiat targum kachu nidrash. Now he explains how to read according to the targum. Loi saane al riv lintois. Okay, those words all go together. Im yishalcha davar lamish. But if a person asks you a question, loi saane lintois litzad echad. So what's the lo saane? A person asks you a question. Do not taane. What's taane mean? Loi saane lintois litzad echad ulisalik atzmecha. Min hariv, elehevi don oisai leamitai. So how does he translate the word lois saane? Do not reply by turning away to another side. So the response is, I don't want to deal with this question. The lois saane, your response should not be to turn away al riv. Okay, not like what I told you. I told you to take the word veloy and put it with the word lintois. That's not what he's saying. He's saying is, do not reply by saying, I don't know, I don't want to know, I don't want to get involved. Do not reply by turning away from a riv. Loy sa'ane lintois litzadecher l'salik atzimcha l'riv. Ella, have a don oisai la'mitoi, judge the person, judge it la'mitoi. Don oisa lamitoi, respond properly. Okay, that is vani oimer liyashvoi al oifnav kibshutish v'kach b'shroinai. And now Rashi now presents a third interpretation of the pasuk. Lois yachre ram lerois imur iso rishoim matin. Now Rashi is going to go through a third interpretation of this pasuk. Lois imur iso rishoim matin mishpat. If you see wicked people that are perverting the din, loy toimar, do not say. Hoil since the rabim haim, hinani noita achareyem, don't follow the masses. Okay, if this wasn't a shul, I would tell you what the popular expression is. Don't follow the masses. The loy sane al riv lintois, do not be sane al riv lintois, the yim yishalcha hanidoin. If a person asks you about that law, Al ta'anenu, do not answer, ala riv, dover hanoita achre oisam rabim lehatois esamishbad me'amitoi. Don't, if someone asks you a question about this, don't tell them what they want to hear. Tell them the emes, what the halach really is. Ele emor esamishbad kasher hu. The koiler yehe tolu bitzavu harabim. Okay, so this thing is according to Rashi. Rashi telling us over here, he's reading the pasuk in the whole in sequence. Number one is, don't be influenced by the masses. If the majority of the people in society are doing averos, don't follow them. Don't be influenced by them. Don't follow the majority. One more time, the words of Rashi. Ani oimer imre isa. If most of society is corrupt, they're matin mishpat, they do things that are not proper, don't say, listen, if everyone cheats, so I'm also going to cheat. Number two, if someone asks you, what is the halach, is it correct? Don't tell them, v'loisane al riv, v'mishalchan nidoin al oisa mishpat, regarding that matter that everyone is corrupt, don't al tanenu al hariv. Over here, the word riv, according to Rashi, indeed means the quarrel, the issue at hand. Don't answer what the majority of society want you to say, what's popular to say. Loisana al riv lintois achare rabim lahatois. Don't answer and reply what everyone else says. Everyone else says like this, so I'll also say like that. Say the emes. Don't be afraid of the emes. And the koiler yeh talui but sabar rabim, and the people that are evil, they'll get what they deserve. All right, so we went through the whole Rashi. It's a beautiful Rashi. Now let's see over here what it says in the Targum. Targum over here says, we'll read the whole Targum first. Lo tehe bosar sagie le'av osho. Now the word sagie means the abundant, the many. Le'av osho, he translates for a disgrace. Av osho means like something foul, something that's not proper. The lo tis mina mi le'alofo, do not hold back from teaching more the matter, div enoch, that is requested, al dino, on a din. If someone asks you a question, don't hold yourself back from responding. And then it says, bosar sagie shalem dino, after the majority conclude the din. Conclude the din. Shalem means the judgment shall end. Lahatois, it seems like he's saying over here that they should conclude. Now let's see over here in the commentator to get a better understanding over here. First, he focuses on the word la'av osho, tergim kilu hoy loshon hakosav lehora. All right? Mil pasuk it says tismena mil alofo timna mil lamit. Luvize kavanas pasuk loisan lintois letzad echad losakas chamim in a riv. V'yeish ram shem hoye kavanas ungulus karashi hoye mitagim lo tismena mil dina el kavanas shem yirim mechayvim es on mezakim shem a riv. Shlo yoymar heye kemoisam el yoymar daitoy. Uperish akosav loisan al riv lintois achar acherim. I will dash a many hundreds of me lo nil. Hakavon imroya hatalmid she rabbi toye bedin chayiv limchois biyodei v'lo yisapon of ki ein chokma vein tvuna al veinis neged Hashem. Wow. So he cites over here in the commentator a parish from Rabbi Yohanan Milo Nil. Where's Milo Nil? I don't know, name of a place somewhere. And he says v'loy sa'ane al riv. I don't understand how he translates this. And he says, "Hakavan roya talmid sherabo itoyin bedin." If the student sees that his rebbe made a mistake, the student should not be silent. The student should speak up and say, "Rabbi, is it possible that what you said is incorrect?" Don't just say he's the rebbe. Whatever he says is the word of God. You have a right to challenge the Rebbe. If you feel the Rebbe made a mistake, you had so lo san over here, riv lintois. I guess what he's doing over here is he's learning the pasuk the way Uncle is doing Shan the pasuk, which means, the way Rashi told us Uncle is learning the pasuk, but instead of the word riv, referring to a halachic issue, it refers to the Rebbe. Rabbi Yohanes Amilunil is basically combining Rashi and the Targum. He's combining them together. And he's telling us that the word Riv does not mean a halachic issue, but the word Riv means the Rebbe, the great one. And what it means is, do not reply to an issue of lintois. Do not, yet we're going to combine the word loisana to the word lintois. Veloisane lintois. Your response should not be to turn away when al rav, when your Rebbe is making a mistake. Now that is the complete opposite of what Rashi starts off with from the Midrashei Chachamim, and he says that when a Rebbe says something, quiet. Don't ever disagree with the rabbi. V'loi sa'aneh. Lintois, I guess everyone, it seems like everyone is agreeing that the way you read this middle expression is by combining together the words v'loi sa'aneh with the word lintois. We always say this. In Hebrew, words, a sentence is not meant to be read in sequence. Words are a puzzle, and they have to be rearranged. It's a style of writing. Lashon HaKodesh allows itself to be in such a fashion where it's not, the words are not to be translated necessarily in sequence, but you rather can, you mix up the words. So therefore you have to say, V'loi sa'ane lintois. The word sa'ane means response. Your response shall not be to just turn the other way and make believe you never heard what he said. Make believe you didn't, make believe you never saw anything. Okay? V'loi, that shall not be your response. You have a duty to take action. Something is not right, do something. Now the truth though is, V'loisanes, according to the way, how did Rashi learn? Rashi learned the first interpretation, not like that, right? V'loisane al rav lintois, Rashi's first interpretation, how did he learn the pasuk? He learned, do not disagree on a rabbi. So they say that, let's clarify. According to Rashi's first interpretation, we do indeed read the words in order. Vloisana means do not reply al rav to your Rebbe lintois by disagreeing. Do not reply in the negative against your Rebbe. If we want, maybe we can read. Everyone can be in agreement that we should read those words together. V'loisa'aneh lintois. Do not reply by disagreeing. Okay, so the word, according to Rashi's first interpretation, the word lintois means to disagree. Whom are you going to disagree against? Al Rav. You're going to disagree with your Rebbe. That's Rashi's first interpretation. According to Rabbeinu Yohanes Miloniel, it means don't respond by ignoring the mistake of the Al Rav, the Rebbe. So do you want to translate the word lintois to mean to disagree? I have a different opinion. The Rebbe says this, I want to be lintois what my Rebbe said. My Rebbe said he's chayiv, I want to say he's potter. So the pasuk says, don't do that. Do not reply by disagreeing with the Rebbe. That's Rashi's first interpretation. Rabbi Yohanan Miloniel says, the word lintois does not mean disagree. It means do not ignore. Loisane, do not reply, do not respond to something that you know is not right by lintois, by ignoring al rav, what the Rebbe said. If the Rebbe says something that is clearly wrong, incorrect, you have to speak up and take action and reply. And reply. Then we have the parish of Unkelis, who says, "V'loisane al riv lintois." If someone asks you a question, is it mutter or osser? And you know that it's osser, but the ganze Welt holds that it's mutter. Don't follow the masses. V'loisane, do not reply lintois. By giving, do not reply by giving a a false answer that's not popular regarding al riv. Riv here means a halachic issue. According to Unkelis, the word riv does not mean a rav, not like Rabbi Yohanan Samuel Neil, and not like Rashi's first interpretation, whether you're coming to just ignore the Rebbe or you're coming to disagree with the Rebbe. The word riv means a halachic issue. There's no Rebbe here. The Welt is doing something wrong. Most of the world is guilty. They're noyeg, they're being noyeg adavar osser. And you know that they're saying that it's mutter, and you know that it's osser. Don't tell the Welt what is popular, tell the Welt the MS. Yikoyev hadin esahar. You gotta do what's right, even though it can cost you quite a bit. In America, you go up against the narrative. Department of Justice is very vicious. Vicious. If you go up against people who have power, you gotta watch your life. Not so push it. Okay, and then what was the last shot? The last shot was what Rashi at the end said. And that is we did that part. So we did pretty much everything. Okay, fine. Now, okay, dina, the word riv. Well, again, the tagim over here is the word riv. Tagim in detail over here, it means the dina, the law. Shenigashim lebezdim mitugim din. Pelugas, I will riv show you katata ben nashim gedolim mitzvatzos. All right, let's go weiter. We did enough of this pasuk. We did a lot. Now, last pasuk here, vidol. Dol means a poor person. Lo sedar b'riv. Okay, next pasuk gimel. A poor person. Lo sedar b'rivo. Do not favor a poor person. What does it say over here in the Halakha Rashi? Vidol lo sedar lo tachlik lo kavod. Do not give him honor to that bring merit to him in the din, and to say he's a poor man. Azakenu v'achabdenu, I will give him merit and I will give him honor. Okay, so a poor, some case, now what does the Targum over here say on this pasuk? Targum says, V'al miskena, the word miskena means a poor person. Lo terachem bidine. Wow. Okay, so it's over here, it seems that we have over here a major machlokes between Rashi and Unkelis. Okay, over here on the bottom of the page, it's over here in the commentator. V'kevon tertegim terachem behem shechaposik, klema al terachem al adal. Terachem tagim hidur sheldal inyin rachem, v'ribo inyin din. Wow, okay. So here he says over here past anything. When it comes to the rich, you give them covet. When it comes to the poor, you have rachmanis. This is powerful stuff, what it says over here in the commentator. Did you ever hear someone giving cover to a poor person? It doesn't fit. You don't put your shoes on your hands. And you don't put your gloves on your toes. You never see someone walking out in the street and he puts his shoes. Oh, I wasn't paying attention. I put my shoes on my hand and I put my gloves on my feet. You never saw someone make that mistake, right? That doesn't happen. Mayor, did you ever do that? You ever come to shul putting your shoes on your hands and your gloves on your feet? You don't do that. Hayaluchud v'hayaluchud. A rich man, you don't have rachmanis on. There's no such thing as rachmanis. Oh, I have rachmanis on the gevir. Rachmanis on the gevir.
My uncle taught me that if it's very icy outside, you put your socks on top of your shoes.
They don't fit.
It stops you from slipping.
But they don't fit. How do you put socks on top of shoes? It's not going to fit on top of the shoes.
No, socks are stretch socks. You put them on top of your shoes, and the material keeps you from slipping on ice.
Okay. I know when you people. I remember once.
You know what? A poor man who looks for covered will always stay poor. He won't get the covered, and he's too shy to get money, and he won't get money.
It's true. Targum over here is saying there's no, the same way I told you, those things wearing socks on your hands and wearing gloves on your feet, there's no such thing as a poor man getting covered and a rich man having rachamim. These words are mutually exclusive. And that is why when it says here in the pasuk, v'dol, a poor man, lo sehedar, don't, what does it mean, lo sehedar? Hodar, what does this mean, sehedar? It's a hard word to translate. He translates, don't show a poor man rachamim. When you're in court, there's a law. The law is the law. It's not a place to show rachamim. And what does it say by a rich man? It says by a rich man, it says, in Chazal, loy sehedar. It says the same words, by the way. By the rich man, it says, where does it say this pasuk? It says pasuk, I don't know where the pasuk is. Vayikra, okay, different chumash. Lo sehedar penei gadol. Isn't it amazing? You have exactly the same word by the rich and by the poor. Vidal, vidol, lo sehedar. And by the rich, it says, lo sehedar penei gadol. The same exact word. So how do you understand? How do you understand having the same exact word in two locations? So what is the answer? The answer is, and what does the Targum do? The Targum is a different translation. When it comes to the rich, the Targum says, don't give him covered. It says there, Hidr panim, which means basically covet. So how come the Targum, when it comes to the same exact word in Parashas Vayikra, and wherever, somewhere, probably in Kedoshim, that the Pnei Godol, Lo Sehedar Pnei Godol, Hidur panim. And here when it says, V'dol Lo Sehedar Berivoy, he teaches Lo Terachem. Amazing. Same exact word, used in reference in here, in Parashas Mishpat by the poor, and in Parashas Kedoshim by the rich, and here he translates it to Rachem, and there he translates it Hidur Panim. Teretz is, there's no other way to translate it, because there's no such thing as covered by a poor person, and there's no such thing as Rachmonis by the rich. Unbelievable. That's an unbelievable insight. And Rashi disagrees. Rashi clearly disagrees. This is an incredible insight into the thinking of Unkelus. Lo sedar Rashi, lo tach lo kovod. Rashi disagrees with Unkelus. This is unbelievable stuff here. You give him kovod. How do you give the poor man kovod? You win. Can you imagine he goes to shul and they say, I went to a court case, I'm a homeless guy, I smell, I have nothing, and I took the richest man and the Jewish people to court and I won. The judge, really, the poor man was a loser. But the judge wanted to give the poor guy some kovod. So now he goes back and he tells the whole shul, guess what? I went and I took the rich man to court and I won. They'll give me shishi now. A grois of kovod. Don't give kovod to a poor man in Mishpat by awarding him the case. Loi tachleik loi kovod lezakoisai bedin v'lomar dalhu azakenu. I will make him innocent. The echabdenu, and by doing so, he'll get covered. He'll be walk with his nose up in the air. Targum doesn't translate that. Has rachmanis. So if you want to go take this to another degree, and you want to write a sefer on Unkelus and Rashi, and if you want to say this is something which is you say this in the Gemara. There's people who wrote books about this. That a person's personality, this is a very, very controversial topic, that a person's personality, his disposition, has an influence over his thinking process to decide halacha. There's Abaye and Rava. They were different types of people. They disagree the whole Shas, Ravina and Ravashi, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. It's not just that they have a different opinion, or maybe they're combative. If you say this, I say the opposite. It's they had a different personality. They were a product of a different society. And that society had an effect upon their thinking in halacha. Look, Rabba and Rab Zera. I have a whole book on this to show throughout Shas that Rab Zera was, what we would say today in America, was clinically depressed. And Rabba was a big joker. Everything is a joke. Everything is a big joke. And when we have throughout Shas a disagreement between Rabbah and Rabbi Zeira, if you look at them, their personalities, when you're very depressed, and then you're presented with a dilemma in the Gemara, when you have a very dark outlook on life, it affects your thinking and how you look at something and you make a halachic decision. Rabbah was always joking, everything's a big joke. He has a different approach to making a halachic decision. That's a very powerful concept, because people will tell you, if you want to be a very... You can't do that. There's only one Torah. Halacha. You can't allow your personal life experience to affect the psak halacha. Well, the same way that's true when it comes to the Tanoim and the Amoroim, maybe you want to suggest that's true when it comes to the Rishonim, the later commentators. Unkelis was during the time of the Tanoim, L'chaira. It's Misinai, and there's Rashi. And Unkelis and Rashi, it's incredible insight. It was Kedai to come here for me, at least to go to the Shir, is Rashi, there's a fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Unkelis. Is it shaykh to give a poor man honor? A person's poor. He's a nobody. In society, if you don't have money in society, you're a nobody. That's the way, you don't have money. If you have, you have money. Oh, a big shot. If you're a poor person, no one's going to give you a second look. Just a nuisance in society. Maybe they'll be nice to you, not nice to you. You want to go take a poor person, give him kavod. What are you doing? Is it even shaykh to take a person that, according to the textbook, look at this. I have a Sunkist sticker on my finger. if you want to go take a person who is defined as being poor, can you give him kavod? Rashi is telling us yes. Pella, that's not just Rashi telling you halach. This is Rashi's outlook, mindset in life. You can give a poor person kavod. That's right. Unkelis, what are you talking about? The same exact word by the rich and by the poor. And Unkelis says, don't have rachmanos on the poor person. On the rich person, don't give him kavod. Unkelis has a much darker view of man. A poor person, the poor person. What are you making? There's no such thing as kavod. You want, the judge wants to make him win? The emotion that will, rachmanis, have rachmanis upon him. He doesn't have the money to pay, rachmanis upon him. Raj, it's not about the money. The money, shmoney. He doesn't have to pay. What, Trump's going to go pay $83 million? Come on. You're going to pay. It's not the money. It's the principle. The ani, he won. If the ani loses, so what? The usher is going to go, the other guy's going to make, he's not going to anyway pay. What difference does it make? I give you COVID. Oh, Pella. This is an incredible insight to add a chapter to our Sefer from the Shir in the afternoon about Machlekes, Rashi, and Unkelis. Here is an incredible revelation. Machlekes, Rashi, Unkelis, in this principle. All right, Rabbi Yisai, thank you so much for learning with me. Never would have known this very fascinating concept, if not for you, learning with me. Beautiful stuff here. Have a wonderful evening. All the best.